Good evening. Tuesday night in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Thanks for joining us. A warm day in Lansing today. We hit 56 degrees, just short of the record set in 1989 of 61 degrees on this day. In fact, January this year was ranked the 13th warmest on record. That's dating back to 1892. Well, for a country that strictly upholds the principle of separation of church and state, religion plays a big role in our politics. Is it a good thing, and how does religion shape our national policies? To talk about that, I'm joined by Professor Kevin Dendulk. He's the co-author of the book Religion and Politics in America, and he's the scholar teacher in residence at Calvin College, recently holding a lecture hosted by the Center for Inquiry of Michigan on this topic. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here.
Off the bat, would you agree that at least within our lifetimes, Americans will never vote a president into office that declares that he does not believe in God?
It's an interesting question. When we look at polling data on that kind of question, we see that, generally speaking, people will say that they'd be unlikely to vote for an atheist. And pretty significantly. But people also have a kind of hierarchy of religious preferences. So it's not just that they wouldn't vote for a non-religionist, but they also say that they wouldn't vote for Muslims, Mormons, and others. That's in the abstract. In some ways, that hasn't been, or in all ways, that hasn't really been tested yet. It would be interesting to see a real experiment on that question. But in the abstract, when we ask people, that is what they say.
Well, we may see that tested very soon. Mitt Romney, of course, himself a Mormon. It has been an issue. Some voters have said they would not vote for him because of his religion. Do you expect that to become a somewhat central issue if he does become the nominee?
Yeah, that's been part of the discussion in this primary season, in some states in particular. I have a sense, looking at the polling data and so forth, and of course it's always hard to get inside people's heads on these questions, but I have a sense that people who might say that they have a problem with his Mormon faith also very likely have a problem with the fact that he is a Massachusetts moderate, or they look at him as a Massachusetts moderate, who, you know, put together a health care plan in that state and looks at other issues in ways that they might not prefer. And so they're going to be less likely to vote for him for those reasons, too. So disentangling whether they are really refusing to vote for him because he's a Mormon, or if they're refusing to vote for him because they have ideological concerns about him, that's a very difficult thing. But it is true, yes, lots of folks, some evangelicals, including evangelical leaders, have said that they'd be unwilling to vote for him because he's a Mormon.
When it comes to religious issues and politics, of course, abortion is probably number one on that list, as it remains a central issue even now, 39 years after abortion rights were put in place. Do you expect that to remain the case for the long term, or is that going to become a less of a political focus as we face some serious economic issues?
Yeah, the last election, actually the last couple of elections, we had a fairly substantial proportion of the public saying that what some folks called moral values were their key reason for how they voted. So in 2004, in particular, we had this a lot of reporting about the fact that approximately a fifth of the population said moral values really drove their vote. And subsequent research seems to suggest that when people were saying moral values, they were talking about things like abortion, same-sex marriage, other kinds of questions about reproduction and family. So it matters, but for that relatively small subset of the population, especially in light of the fact that over the last couple of election cycles, we've had significant economic kinds of problems.
I'm talking to Professor Kevin Dendulk. He's the co-author of the book Religion and Politics in America and the scholar-teacher in residence at Calvin College. would you say in general the influence of religion on American politics has been a positive one for our country?
So I think in some respects it has, in the sense that, you know, when we look at data on volunteering, on giving, on political engagement in general, religion has been a way that people have been brought into public life. So that's on the one hand. On the other hand, over time, religion has been a source of conflict, certainly political conflict, and even in our history, from time to time, even violent political conflicts.
Now, you know, catering to some of these religious ideas and purporting that they have certain philosophies that maybe they really don't have, who would you say is probably the most truly religious leader we've had recently? Would it be George W. Bush?
Well, I guess there's two different questions there. I mean, one is who's used it the most, and the other is who's, in a sense, the most religious. And I have no way of answering the second. I can't get inside heads, and all the presidents recent, if we're just looking at recent history, have claimed to be religious, and they've certainly been affiliated. And I really have no reason to doubt that. But when you look at recent presidents and the uses of religion and kind of integrating religion into what they do, when you look at George W. Bush, that was certainly important to him. One of the first things he did was to establish an office within the White House in order to encourage more grant making to faith-based social services. He did a lot of other things along those lines. That office still exists. President Obama didn't get rid of it. He revamped it. But that was initiated first by George W. Bush.
Finally, we saw, you know, previously some Republicans declaring that President Obama was actually a Muslim. Do you view that kind of attack as over the top? Is that an attack? And do you think that will have any effect and has had any effect on how Americans view him?
It is demonstrably over the top. It may be that people sincerely believe that. And actually, we have seen since he was elected, even after we ought to know these things, that after he's been elected, the percentage of people who claim they is a Muslim has gone up. So that is accurate, that for certain part of the population, they view him as a Muslim. But that's in terms of just election year politics, the people who are making that sort of claim would have been unlikely to vote for President Obama anyway, so I wouldn't assume that the belief that Obama's Muslim is going to have much of an effect on the election. It does perhaps suggest something, though, about what we started this interview talking about, and that is people having this hierarchy of religious preferences, and Muslims are low on that hierarchy in terms of who people will vote for.
What is at the very top of that hierarchy?
Well, you know, it depends on how you look at the numbers, but the way some colleagues and I have looked at those numbers, it turns out that right now Catholics are at the top of that hierarchy. So it sort of goes Catholic, Evangelical Protestant, Jewish, Mormon, Muslim, and then atheist. Those are the categories that were used in some of the questions that have been asked in surveys. Now, you could add others to that mix, too. In fact, I heard that there had been some surveying that included Buddhist and so forth in the grouping. But the primary data that I've seen would kind of put the hierarchy in that way.
Well, I guess Newt Gingrich's recent conversion is well-timed.
Yeah, maybe.
Professor,
we'll see about that. And we'll see if that works for us.
Indeed. Professor Kevin Dendall, co-author of the book Religion and Politics in America, and scholar, teacher, in residence at Calvin College. Where can folks get your book, Kevin?
Well, I think they can get it on Amazon, it's available out there.
All right. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, you bet.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.